And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of February, 2011. It was 7 years ago this day, 2004, Mark Zuckerberg, 19-year-old student at Harvard, launched the website Facebook out of his Harvard dorm room. 1 year before, he'd been disciplined by Harvard for creating a site called FaceMash, which hacked into online dorm sites. He had to dismantle his site, but he wasn't expelled. And a year later, he picked up on an idea that a few other students had to create an online social site, and he ran with it. And it was a big hit from the beginning. It's the birthday of the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, born in Breslau, Germany, 1906, earned his doctorate when he was just 21, went to New York in 1930 to study at Union Theological Seminary, taught Sunday school at the Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem, learned gospel music, started to think about the role of social justice in Christianity. He was ordained in 1931. He was 25. A couple of years later, Hitler came to power, which caused a huge rift in the German evangelical church. There were Nazis within the German church who thought that only Aryan people, not Jews, should be welcomed into the church. Bonhoeffer opposed them. He was outspoken in his opposition to the Nazis and Hitler especially. Bonhoeffer got on national radio, gave a speech about the danger of following a leader who demanded a cult-like following. The German authorities cut him off during his speech. He worked tirelessly in opposition to the Nazi regime. He formed a splinter group within the German Evangelical Church called the Confessing Church, which was opposed to the Nazi regime. But slowly, more and more of Bonhoeffer's friends within the Confessing Church cowed to the influence of the Nazis. Bonhoeffer was banned from Berlin from any sort of public speaking. He trained young pastors in secret. By 1939, his situation had gotten so dire, he decided to leave Germany, come to the United States. He'd been offered a teaching position at Union Seminary. But as soon as he arrived in this country, he changed his mind, decided he was being a coward. He went back to Germany, and he started working as a double agent, joined the attempt to assassinate Hitler. The assassination attempt failed in 1944. Bonhoeffer was arrested by the SS, ordered executed. His final message was to a friend and bishop in England, "This is the end, for me, the beginning of life." And he was hung on April 9, 1945, 3 weeks before Hitler committed suicide, 1 month before Germany surrendered. In prison, Bonhoeffer wrote, "We have learned a bit too late in the day that action springs not from thought, but from a readiness for responsibility." Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall, "Mammogram." "They're benign," the radiologist says, pointing to specks on the X-ray that look like dust motes stopped cold in their dance. His words take my spine like flame. I suddenly love the radiologist, the nurse, my paper gown, the vapid print on the dressing room wall. I pull on my radiant clothes. I step out into the hanging gardens, the Taj Mahal, the Niagara Falls of the parking lot. "Mammogram," a poem by Joe McDougall, from "Satisfied with Havoc," published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.